Ashton Usher. Two Pakistani intelligence overnight silt border announcement was made today. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Buffet includes omelet station, prime rib, pork loin, fresh chilled crab, steamed clams, honey lime shrimp, and an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults $28 with River Club card. Children $11. Kids under 5 eat free. All ladies will be entered into a drawing package. Reservation suggested. Call 1-800-280-UIN. For complete menu, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Are you a tribute geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Trivia is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 27th of April, 2017. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl. It's a lovely day. Early.
You know what? I don't know if, you know, Linda is still on her trip to Mendocino. Uh-huh. She'll be back today, thank goodness. But, you know, I wake up at the same time, and I just lay there.
Yeah.
And then I take the dog out, and then I come back, and, you know, the dog is missing her.
Yeah.
And so I have to pay more attention to the dog. And so we sit there, and we console each other.
There
but,
you go.
But I tell you what, I just... You know, 6:10. I get out of bed at 6:10. You know, usually I'm out of the bed at 5.
Oh.
6:10 this morning, I just kind of like wandered around, you know. So yeah. It was like, I just barely beat
doesn't
you in here today.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yes, and I kind of hit it about the time
it
mic's going hot.
Okay, it wasn't that bad. But it was, yeah, I know. No, I got in here like.
Okay, so it's 45 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 72, a low of 47, and no more rain, but some wind. On Friday, high of 74 and a low of 49. Saturday, a high of 82 and a low of 53. And in the high 80s through the weekend. Some wind, though. They're talking about a lot of wind over the weekend. But Cool April Nights is coming, and it looks like it's going to be a nice weekend for them. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
There you go. And like we said, Chuck and Judy Kenny, great people down there. Good morning, everybody. And we're here with the Bob, as opposed to Bad Bob and Just Bob. We've promoted him to the Bob.
The Bob.
Because because Bad Bob's out doing his auxiliary Coast Guard stuff on the lake. They're training today, tomorrow, and Saturday.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah,
you know,
it gets him out there.
Oh, yeah, because the boating weather is upon us.
That's right. So don't screw it up, Bob.
Well, I wouldn't dream of it, Carl.
Okay, all right. Okay, you know what? Usually we just start off with Snappy Patter, but we have with us Sheila McLeod. Good morning, hon.
Good morning. How's everything?
Well, you know what? The Safari Club International Gala event is quickly getting on to us here at May 13th. So it's like 2 weeks out.
Time to get going.
Get
those tickets and get yourself ready.
Tell people what Safari Club International is.
Safari Club International is a worldwide organization. It is first for hunters, but it is also the biggest conservation organization in the world. And in here in Reading, we're here for you. And 70% of our money stays here in the community. We have a $1,000 high school scholarship program. And this year we have awarded our high school scholarship to Cooper Easley of Fall River Mills High School.
Okay.
Very good.
And he the point of this is they have to be studying something that has to do with conservation wildlife biology or something.
He's going to be a forestry major, and his intent is to eventually get onto the tactical crews who go out to find the marijuana growers. That's his purpose.
He's going to be a secret squirrel.
He is.
Well,
is
that what U.S. Forest Service does that?
Yes.
So the U.S. Forest Service has its own SWAT teams?
Yes,
We call them secret squirrels.
Yeah.
They have their own SWAT teams, which means then they have their own automatic weapons. Yeah. So you've got an inch of the government.
That's armed.
That's armed. Yeah. And they're the Forest Service. But they're heavy armed guys. With all the high speed and low drag gear.
Yep.
You know, night vision goggles, black helicopters.
If you're gonna tell a story, Carl, tell it good.
Well, no, I mean they do. I'm sure if they're gonna go into places like that, they're going in with support.
Yeah.
So I'm just surprised U.S. Forest Service has a group like that.
But Cooper seems like a very nice young man. He is our first Native American, Native Californian.
Whoa.
And we're very pleased that he applied and that he's sent in a great letter.
Okay. So $1,000 scholarship. You know, it's cool.
It is great.
Okay. Now, that's just part of what happens here. We're talking about promoting conservation.
Yes.
And people think about, hunters, they kill. Well, I would just like people to understand, without hunters and fishermen, all this habitat that you see out there, all this wildlife that you see, wouldn't be here.
That's exactly right.
Would not be, like the Ducks Unlimited. Why are there so many ducks and geese? And some people say there's too many geese. It's because decades ago, Ducks Unlimited went out there and bought all this habitat where they're breeding grounds.
Well, not only the organizations, but just the hunting and fishing fees that we pay, all of that money goes towards
It's supposed to, right.
That's where it's supposed to go. And then all of these organizations
are the ones that put in and do all the conservation programs.
So when you get Safari Club International, what are some of the things that Safari Club International does?
Well, we're your biggest hunter advocate. We do have here in California a political advocacy program, and we're here to protect your hunting rights and your gun rights out there. And we work hard at that. We also give youth camps here and send kids to summer camp. And we help the veterans with veteran hunts. And we also do disabled youth hunts.
Okay. So there's a lot of things that behind the scenes into the wounded veteran hunts, disabled children hunts. It's a great thing that they do, and that's where all this money goes to.
Yes, it is.
And it's also, again, to keep buying habitat and protecting your right to hunt, which is, if you're in California, they're whacking away
those
at
rights
it.
Are threatened.
You don't think about it. It's like they just permanently closed this 1.4 mile or 5.5 mile section right here in Redding from beginning of April to the end of July for trout fishing, one of the best places in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and they're saying that we're trying to protect the salmon, and we'll look at it again. If the salmon runs come back, but they don't say anything about the PWCs, the personal watercrafts. That are going in there in those areas where the salmon are spawning, or boats or anything like that. The fact is that a trout, as you're going down and you're fishing for trout and you're in a float boat, I mean, I can't see where it has that big an impact. In fact, Mike Michalak, who owns a fly shop, he said, he says it's ridiculous. If you're not going to go after the PWCs and these things, the impact that trout fishermen have is really insignificant. But, and this is the way Mike is, he says, but if that's your ruling, we'll do it. There's plenty of good fishing beyond this. But it's just, it's one of these feel-good, knee-jerk reaction things.
It is.
It is.
And which also impacts on no steel. We're hunting turkey. No lead. No lead out there hunting turkeys, no matter where you are. If you're on private land or public land, no hunting.
Is that not up for discussion still?
No, because you know what? If you've got toxic shot anywhere, you know, because I had a couple rounds still left in one of my hunting vests, and we had to make sure that we got rid of it, because if you're caught out there with lead, and now that can be a big ticket, even if your gun's loaded with something else.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, but these are just things that Safari Club International
does. These are the things
that
we're working on and trying to help this. But we have a great live auction, and we have fishing trips, and we have photo safaris, and we also have a kids' outdoor sports camp that we're offering out there. And this year from the Nugget in Nevada, they gave us a two-night stay and Ted Nugent tickets.
Wow, two-night stay.
And Ted Nugent
tickets.
By
the way, that photo safari isn't here in Cottonwood. It's in
South Africa.
South Africa.
Wow.
So, I mean, I know you'd like to go on one. Hey, we have to take a break here. So, you know, it's funny. You know, when Trisha's in here, I always ask her how she's been sleeping. You know, and people go, why is he asking her that? It's because Sleep Number really wants to know.
Exactly.
How have you been sleeping? You specifically.
I've been sleeping so well on my Sleep Number bed because I'm set at 55. You hit the bed. You go immediately to sleep. Sometimes I don't even turn over throughout the entire night. You just go into that deep, restful sleep.
Well, I tell you, Linda, you know, as you know, and I've told people, she's with her girlfriends in Mendocino. Nice house. They're all sharing down there. And she says, I really, really miss my Sleep Number bed. And you, but it always comes out of Sleep Number
in
bed first,
in
that order, you know. And you know, my Sleep Number setting is 60, and hers is Sleep Number setting is 40. And she can't, you know, and she's got her own bed, but it's not the same. It's never the same. And after two or three days, you start to get used to it, but then it's time to come home. And right now, you can get a Sleep Number Queen starting at under $900. That's right, under $900, $899.99, and that's under $900. And J.D. Power, who is the ones to say how objects are rated, is that Sleep Number has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses for 2 years in a row, which really means nothing to anybody. When they can ask you and I how we feel about it.
And we rate them number one.
We rate
as
them
well.
As number one. Right now, head on down. You can save $500 to $1,000 on selected beds, plus up to 40% off clearance pillows. All of this at Sleep Number down at the Target Shopping Center. We'll be right back with Sheila McLeod and Safari Club International, because it's coming up. And I tell you what, wait till the list of guns that are going to be out there for raffles are like second to none. Anywhere. I don't care whether you're going to the mule deer. I don't care where you're going to. This is the best selection of firearms. We'll be right back.
Spring is being able to spend more time outside, and what better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202. Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
What an agent, what a squirrel. He's got the country in a whirl. What's his name?
Shh, secret squirrel. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Secret squirrel. Yeah. Because we're talking about the going around into the. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Hey, good morning, everybody. We're here with Sheila McLeod from Safari Club International, the big Safari Club International banquet and fundraiser is going to be on Saturday, May 13th, the 23rd annual banquet. The money, 79% of it stays right here. You know, you have to send some back to the national, but there's going to be a $1,000 scholarship awarded to a young man from Fall River who's going on to forestry to study forestry at one of our universities. There's going to be, every year the juniors that are there, there's special drawings for juniors.
It's free and drawings.
And the
I remember that.
Free. They just and they come up with some really great stuff. And then there's tables for women only. Yeah. Not that makes any difference anymore because there's guns on it. There's just but it's got great stuff on it. Like it's got all types of stuff on it.
It's got really good stuff on it. And I don't know about the rest of you gals, but I'm not that much enamored of the pink guns and stuff.
Yeah.
That,
no pink guns.
No pink guns.
That really isn't a turn on for me. A gun is a gun.
So what's a turn on for you?
I don't know, a nice 380 auto or a Glock or
we've got them right here. Now this is the gun list. I've told people for years since I started going to this. This has got to be the best gun list that you're going to see in any fundraiser ever. And it starts out with a Tika T3 and a 300 Winchester mag. Now, you think about that. A 300 Winchester mag, you can hunt
an
pigs.
Elephant.
Well, you can hunt pigs. You can hunt anything. I've hunted
That's
everything. I've shot ground squirrels with this thing and gotten it and 12 of its neighbors.
Yes, I think.
45s, 6.5 Creedmoors, a Weatherby. By the way, I have this Weatherby 6.5 Creedmoor. In fact, I may have won it here.
You did.
I think I did.
You did.
It is a tack driver out to 1,000 yards. I'm not kidding you. Okay, then you have, shotguns, wilderness rifles, Weatherby 257, Weatherby with scope, 45s, Smith & Wesson Shields and 40 caliber, Browning A-bolt 3s and 308 caliber, Remington SPS stainless 300 Winchester mag, a Marlin 30-30 caliber with scope, a Ruger American in 270. Linda got that, has one of those. Mm-hmm. And it is just a beautiful gun. Mm-hmm. Wooden stock, checkered, just, you know, in a 270 flat shooting, you hunt deer around here, and it'll take a deer out immediately. And I guess you can even,
I took a buffalo.
You took a buffalo with a 270.
Yes, yeah.
An 870 waterfowler and 12 gauge camo, Remingtons. Gosh, you know, I can't even begin to go through all of these.
Because it's a long, full-page list.
It is 32 different class weapons here. You're not getting the single-barrel shotgun that a gun shop can't get rid of, you know, so they donate it to this,
great,
you know,
guns.
So these are all great guns. And you can, you know, so you've got a great chance at that. And there's, you know, everybody buys raffle tickets.
But so how do we get tickets? How do we decide to go to this?
All right. You can go to scireading.org and download a flyer. You can call Larry at 474-5075. You can also call Scott at Trophy West Insurance at 221-4650.
We used to have some up here in front. I think people took
them.
You
still do?
Do
really?
Do we still have some? We may still have a few of those up here. Just come on down to 1326 Market Street and come down and pick one up, and you can sign up for it right there. Tables are, you can, you know, get a table.
There's different.
A sponsor package is $350, includes two dinner tickets, $400 in draw tickets, and a 1-in-5 sponsor gun ticket. Limited to the first 60 sold, not sold at the banquet.
Right.
Do you have any of those left?
Oh, yes, up until the banquet.
Okay,
you can still buy those
dinner
sponsor
tickets
packages.
Are $50 per person, $60
per person,
or $90 per couple. So if you got a buddy, bring your buddy.
Just come
just
buy
come
a single
it.
Ticket, buy a couple's ticket, and come and check us out.
Drawing tickets, you've got donor tables for $800. You've got the new members are $35 for the National SCI membership.
Actually,
and you get a great magazine. Yeah.
At the banquet only is $25.
Oh, is there going to be a safe?
Yes, there's a big safe,
okay.
And it has a gun.
There's a safe with a gun in it. And,
wow.
And
starter
I think
kit.
I think those are like $20
$20
for
ticket.
A ticket. And you've got a good, you know, relatively good chance at that one.
Yeah, we also have a pick of the litter ticket. You come in and you buy a ticket. Then you can pick any one item on the general drawing before anybody else.
So you can go down that whole list of 37 guns, 32 guns, and you
pick the one you want.
Oh, man, I tell you what, I sit there and
like
salivate.
Like a candy store.
Now, I'm in there, and here's the hard part. I'm up there emceeing, and I'm watching these people going up there grabbing these guns. They're getting these raffle. This live auction is just spectacular. And different types of hunts. And you see people going. Oh, and, I mean, I don't know. They're going to have a buffalo, American bison hunt this year?
We have the buffalo.
Whoa.
We have got the New Zealand red stag.
And now, these are open free hunts. This isn't, you know, they let it out. They let the buffalo out of the backyard and you shoot it.
No, you got fishing trips and rafting trips and canoe trips.
Yeah, it's for everything.
And again, the money goes
to a great cause. I'm emceeing it. You can watch me just get carried away with it out there.
Yeah, there's going to be a combination duck, goose, pheasant hunt all in one.
That's right.
Wow.
Duck, duck, goose.
Pheasant.
I'm not sure what that is. Duck, duck, goose.
So if you haven't got anything lined up for the season, we're here for you.
Yeah. No, this is a great opportunity. May 13th, it's held at the Wind River Event Center.
Starting at 5 o'clock.
It's got dinner, auctions, and drawings. Lots of time to get together, have a couple of cocktails, buy some raffle tickets, and win big, big prizes.
It'll be
and have
great.
A great time and support
oh, we're
great,
just gonna have a good
great
time.
Conservation
you
group.
Bet.
And as Sungold says, she says, guns are serious business. And I would hate to pick up my pink gun and point it at a bad guy. He may not have the right attitude. until you put a 300 Winchester Magnum through him,
well,
his attitude changes.
You know, Sungold, here's the deal. I always say that any girl can't have too many guns or too many diamonds.
That's
okay.
Right.
Anyway, we have a great time there. It's a food super. Everybody is really friendly, and you know, I'll be there. Linda will be there. We'll have a table full of people that are just, you know, like us, you know, are just there, you know, salivating over the chance of winning some great stuff. And these auctions are just fantastic. You know, you all, Sheila and Larry and the whole gang, put together such a great, you know, this has got to be one of the best banquets I go to.
It's a good banquet.
And we only, you know, like, you know, for MCing, we've really cut back on a lot of the things we do. You know, we'll attend things. But this one I always do because I believe in what they're doing. I believe in how they're fighting for our rights to hunt. And I love the way they do it with young people, bringing young people into it, like Ted Leidy bringing in the young turkey hunters. And there's so many, you know, great things, you know, that Safari Club International does, introducing hunting and shooting to our younger generation.
And that's how we protect our rights. If we don't educate the younger population, bring them along, teach them about the Second Amendment and about our hunting rights and about the pleasure and the enjoyment that you get out of hunting, the camaraderie that goes along with it, preserving our lands, all of those things. But we've got to teach our young kids about how important it is that we preserve those. How we do it, is these kind of programs and camps.
And they're all kind of like the National Wild Turkey Federation. You know what? We took out, we call it the Jake program, and I took out this young man 2 days in a row to go hunting. And, you know, not unfortunately, but we did not harvest a turkey, but they were there. They came in, and we heard them flying over us. And he wrote me the greatest thank you note. His name's Zach. Greatest thank you note, because what it said was, we didn't shoot anything, but I just loved, I was out there, and I saw the turkeys coming, and we heard them flying all over us. And he said it was just getting up so early because it was, we were up too early.
Also at this dinner, along with the rifle and the shotgun that we draw for the youth, there will be a youth turkey hunt that we're giving away to one of these young kids.
That is absolutely outstanding. And I tell you what, this is something that a kid is going to, turkey hunting is a sport in itself.
It is.
And but for a young person, and this could be a boy or a girl. Because we had girls out there this year that they harvested their turkeys. This is just a great way to start kids in hunting. So everybody that's out there, if you're listening to us and you're in that National Wild Turkey Federation, this is a good way to come on in and get a good, see another part of it, or the any type of mule deer or any of the conservation ones. This is a good time to come in. And, there's only like 250 tickets available. So there's a few left, maybe 20 or 30. So let's get the tickets sold so we can
Do even
that.
If you don't win anything, you are supporting our college scholarship fund. You're supporting all of these kids, and you are a winner then.
Absolutely. It's a great evening. You just can't go wrong by attending.
You're not. Okay.
So once again, May 13th, Wind River, get your tickets, and we'll see you there.
Okay. Hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. You're not going to find a better place for girls to go. From skin out. The girls are sitting here looking at me, look really strange. You can be completely clothed from the lingerie to all the way out.
Everything
to hats,
you need for that perfect
bags,
outfit.
Everything
absolutely.
Comes from
jewelry,
Dandelion Boutique.
Accessories, everything.
Linda loves it there. 1322 Pine Street, open Monday through Saturday. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 28 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, 45 degrees, going up to 72 today. No more rain. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful weekend. We'll be right back.
Lock up your husbands. Lock up your sons. Lock up your whiskey cabinets. Girls, lock up your guns.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 in the studios in downtown Reading, the heart of Reading.
There you go.
1326 Market Street. Come on down. Bring coffee. 605-4567. No, we have coffee. But we also have cupcakes. We'll talk about that.
There you go.
605-4567. It's 45 degrees going up to 72 today. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. This is, you know what? Great, great weekend.
And last year during Cool April Nights, it rained.
I know.
The downpour.
I know.
And it looks like it's going to be the year. It's
there
going
you
to
go.
Be perfect weather.
It is. And speaking of perfect, we have Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. If you're looking for the place to buy your guns, this is where I buy my guns, and Linda buys her guns, is here. Because they not only do they have great customer service, you know, they know you, they treat you like family down there. And you can buy any of the accessories that you could possibly want, anywhere from purses that you can put.
Yes, concealed carry web purses.
Concealed carry purses. To cleaning equipment, to reloading. They have it all at Bastiani Arms. Plus classes in concealed carry and hunter safety and gunsmithing that is just outstanding. They have it all there at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Okay, and something else that's really into our lives and has been there for years, and it's kind of like a rare blood disease that once you get it, you've got it. And it's Christy Kidd, because Christy was with us for Turtle Bay for so many years, and then Christy left. And we thought, oh, we miss Christy. And so what happened?
She is back.
Christy Kidd's back.
She came back.
and it has to do with?
Blood source.
Blood.
Yay.
Hey.
That was a nice little segue. I liked
that. Did you like
good
that?
Job.
Kind of like
yeah.
A nice like little blood thing.
It's real subtle.
It's real subtle. That's what we, you know, nobody, subtle like
subtlety.
A 10-pound
truck.
Yeah, that's always been.
Subtlety's a specialty,
that has
right?
always
yeah.
been my specialty.
Yeah.
Subtlety. Okay, now there's going to be a blood drive.
There is. So we, little backstory. So we had a blood drive scheduled for today, and it got canceled kind of last minute. So we sort of scrambled and had lots and lots of people support and help us to put together a new one to replace that. Because, you know, just because someone else's schedule doesn't work doesn't mean there aren't patients in the hospital who still need blood. So it was the time is still important. It wasn't something we could just be like, oh, well, we'll come back to them in a month. You know, we still need that today. So thankfully, we had lots of wonderful supporters help us that we set up. We are sort of piggybacking, speaking of Cool Open Nights, off of the Macy's Show and Shine today at the Mount Shasta Mall parking lot. And we will be out there. The Show and Shine's from 2 to 5. We'll be there a little early. So we're going to be there 1 to 5. And so we'll be out in the Bloodmobile. It's hard to miss. We're pretty sure we'll be on the corner of Dana and Hilltop. And it's kind of already roped off for the cruise tomorrow, so we might be shifted a little bit.
We're going to talk about the cruise here in a minute.
Yes. But it will be hard to miss. The bus is pretty. You see it when you drive by.
Yeah, not only that, not only that, but they have dancing girls out in front.
Oh gosh. See, you're just going to rope me in. Here we go.
Christy has her whole dance troupe out in front, and they're period, you know. And you go over to watch it, then you're, hey, you want to come in and get a cupcake? And next thing you know, there's a pint of blood being ripped out of your body.
Yeah,
so.
Not ripped. You make it sound like it's tragic and
it's
awful.
Very
it's
pleasant.
Not.
Yeah, you got all these nice people around you, and then you get a cupcake.
Yeah, then you
juice,
get
cookies.
You get cookies.
And in fact, Christy brought in cupcakes. She made herself. Now
you won't get those today. I didn't make that many.
No, we just got those.
You guys get them special.
That's it.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
I've got to keep Bob away from her. Nobody will get one. Now, here's the thing about blood is the young lady that works for us, Molly Kidd,
mm-hmm.
her life was saved because of the blood that was given to her during the birth of her son. And when my daughter was born, my wife was given copious amounts of blood because of a ripped placenta or whatever it was that caused all the bleeding. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you that how many times that when the siren rang and everybody started running for the aid station in Ramadi, because you're lining up to give blood to our Marines and sailors who had been injured in an attack, and everybody would line up there to give blood. And it was, you know, they would mark your name off, because guys would come in. They'd come in every day if they could to give blood to their brothers and sisters that were wounded. So it's the gift of blood is the gift of life. And what you're doing is, you know, it's God's work. You know?
Well, and what's important about it is it's you never know when you're going to need it. It's not like you can, you know, oh, I need it now. Someone go donate it for me. It needs to already be on the shelf. And so that's why we wanted to reschedule this drive, you know, at the same time, because we were expecting, you know, because we serve all the local hospitals, which is nice. So both Mercy and Shasta Regional, and then all the smaller ones too, you know, Patients Hospital and little things like that. We serve everyone here. So when you're donating here, it stays here, which is really great. But you need it on the shelf already. You don't anticipate needing blood.
You need a continuing supply. You
exactly.
need to keep refurbishing it all the time.
Yeah. So today, I mean, if you come out and donate just because you understand the importance of it, that's amazing, and that's what we love, because, of course, all our donors are volunteers. So we completely and utterly appreciate that, but we're still going to give you free stuff anyway. So if you need that little bit of incentive, today we're going to have – well, all week, if you donate
you get
the center,
you get swag.
If you come to the center all week, you're going to get a special Cool Upper Nights donor T-shirt, but we'll also have those out at the drive today. And also, our first 25 donors today are going to get a free ticket to Saturday's Cool Upper Nights. So
there, oh, wow.
I mean,
so that
it's kind of hard
swag,
to say no.
Absolutely.
So, and then, of course, all of our donors get reward points as well. We have a little online store. You can buy whatever you want with your points.
Now, you've got people that have given thousands of pints.
I met someone yesterday who is... I believe in the next couple months he'll hit 200 units.
200 units.
Which take for whole blood that you can only do every 2 months-ish, that takes a long time.
That's
a lifelong donor.
We did a remote from there for doing, and Molly was given blood. We tried to give blood, but I've taken so many weird pills and traveled to so many different places in the world.
Yeah.
They just look at me and pat me on the head, give me a cupcake, and say, don't come back.
But that means your job is to help get other donors.
That's it.
Other
but yeah. We got people in that day that were given blood. Mm-hmm. And this is what is so cool about it, is that this blood stays here. Mm-hmm. It saves lives. And the fact is that I met somebody there had given, I mean, hundreds of pints of blood. And then we had somebody that worked for us for a period of time that she would give platelets.
That's what I do.
Maybe
it takes a little longer.
Yeah, maybe it's but, just, maybe she didn't work here. Maybe it's just me talking to you when you worked at the other place. Right.
It feels like I work here.
Yeah, you're a member of the family. Yeah. But you give platelets, right?
I do give platelets.
And they take out
you're
the
rememberable.
Blood.
Yeah.
They take out the blood. And
they
then
do.
Do you get the blood back?
You do. So platelets is a different process. We do actually do some mobile drives that are platelet drives, but I do it at the center because it's comfortable and you're there for a while. But it's you're connected to an apheresis machine, and basically what it does is it draws out the blood. It spins it really, really fast in this machine, which draws out the platelets, and then it returns the rest of your blood. So it only takes the platelets out. Cool thing with that is if you give blood, you know, you're kind of weak for a couple of days. This one only kind of gets you like that for maybe a day. I feel, and you can donate every 2 weeks rather than every 2 months.
And then your body rebuilds the platelets that you've taken out.
Is your blood a little bit thicker?
No. It's pretty much the same. At least I feel the same anyway. That's what I understand. But it's.
Do you really feel weak after you give blood?
I do. When I give whole blood, I do. That may be my own fault for not eating enough beforehand. Well, do that. Eat a good meal and drink a lot of water, which I am usually rushing to get there and haven't eaten in 3 days.
Yeah, and then you and then after you have it done, you want to be sure that you drink a lot of liquids and eat
and
some.
Eat a cupcake. Yeah.
And eat a,
and eat a cupcake. Something sweet, actually, they encourage.
Yeah, they, we,
orange juice and all that.
I didn't know this. Our center, if you come into Shasta, we're one of the only ones, we might be the only one in Blood Source system that has ice cream. So we have an ice cream machine. So we're spoiled up here.
You have a dog machine?
What?
A dog machine.
A dog machine?
That's what it's called, an ice cream machine. Oh. It's called a dog machine.
Ooh, really?
I'll tell you why in a break.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, great. Oh, that means it's really appropriate.
Censored.
It's a, no, it's, you know, it's from the Navy. It's a Navy term.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. But yeah, so of course you have sweets afterwards.
That's going to be today.
So today.
So if you want, going down to Macy's today or Mount Shasta Mall, go on out. Are you going
to
be there?
The blood source.
I will be there at the beginning of the drive.
Right. And but people are there to take your blood or your platelets. Will you take platelets?
No, today it's just whole blood.
Just whole blood.
Just whole blood today.
And you get a bunch of swag, including tickets to the Saturday night show at the Civic.
Okay. And yeah, we'll be there 1 to 5, and that is, we'll take our last appointment at 5 o'clock. Not, you have to be done, because the process takes about an hour. So give yourself a little bit of time.
And here's a chance to save somebody's life.
Yep.
There you go. And you go down and look at all these cars to show and shine.
Yep.
And then give your blood and do.
And here's your thing: is you don't know, it can't be you tomorrow that needs it.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely true.
I mean, and I've known people here in town that they were perfectly healthy, and then something happened. They had a rupture. And they were getting pumped. Blood was being pumped through them, and while they're trying to stop all the bleeding, and other things happen: police, fire, a wreck, anything, a bad cut.
Yep.
So all of these things, and here's your chance to give back.
Yeah. So we invite you to come out today, or to the center at any time, of course. But we've got extra goodies for you if you come today.
Today's a blood drive, and we want to be sure that we at least do. Give away all those 25 tickets.
Yes.
And
that's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So come on.
And you're
going
to be out there looking at those cars anyway. So just take an extra hour and give blood while you're there.
You know what? And if you're really nice to them, get an extra cupcake and give a little bit extra blood.
He's signing me up to
give
make cupcakes
more
for everyone.
Get extra blood.
These are really good looking cupcakes. So I can't wait for the break.
Give a pint and a half. You know.
Well, we can only take so much. But if you can't make it today and you still want to go, of course, Glover Nights on Saturday, your pre-sale tickets are at Napa Auto Parts. And thank you to Doug Carney for giving us these tickets for free to give away today. So have to do a little plug there for them.
All right. Great.
And thank you for having me.
Well, and thanks for coming in. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, you too.
In your new life.
Good seeing you.
New life.
Okay. Don't be a stranger here.
I won't. Okay. You can't get rid of me.
Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Lions Heating and Air. You know, when we talk about a company, it's because we use this. We use their services. We use the company. And Lions Heating and Air has got to be the very best when it comes to heating and cooling systems. They put in a hot water on-demand system for us. They can do it all. Any type of heating or cooling systems, they can do it. They've got warranties, guarantees. They've got emergency service. You're not going to find a better place than Lions Heating and Air, a better-known business. 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back.
Diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, Wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best-equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
It's rodeo time! Steer wrestling, team roping, saddle bronc riding, barrel racing, and of course, bull riding. The 2017 Reading Rodeo is coming, and our own Reading Rodeo is the 2016 Hall of Fame inductees. And you can be there this year for all the action-packed fun. Get your advance tickets at ReadingRodeo.com and click on tickets. We will see you and all of your friends at the 2017 Reading Rodeo, May 17th through the 20th. That's ReadingRodeo.com.
The 23rd annual banquet for the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International will be conducted May 13th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is the premier organization that protects hunters' rights and promotes wildlife conservation worldwide. Join us for a night of great food and fantastic auctions. Auctions will include African hunting safaris, Argentinian dove hunts, elk, bear, and buffalo hunts. Special drawings for youth and ladies for gear and guns. For tickets, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish Clark.
Good morning. Good morning. Gosh, we've had so many people in here today, and there's so many, so many things
surprises
to talk about.
Yeah. Okay, let's start with, quickly, Portland, Oregon has an annual Avenue of 82nd Avenue of Roses parade. You know, different organizations march in this parade,
exactly.
Big parade every year. And the GOP party of the county marches in this. The people putting on the parade got an email from the giver who says, if you let the Republicans march, we're going to attack your parade with 200 or more demonstrators, and we're going to go in there and take them out of the parade. So what happens? The city of Portland,
they react in the typical way. They acquiesce and cancel the stupid parade.
They gave the streets of Portland to 200 terrorists.
Yeah.
You know, that's exactly what it is. How would you like to live in Portland? Can you imagine, hey, we're not going to have the Rodeo Day parade because you've got people from the Republican Party marching in it, so we're going to attack your parade. Oh, why do you think the asphalt cowboys are carrying guns, baby?
Yeah. there's a good example of not acquiescing because, you know, we've talked before, we have people moving into the community on a regular basis. They come from other areas, and they're not accustomed to some of the things that we do in this area.
Yeah.
We had a situation a few years back where a bunch of new people came in, and they were frightened by the holdup that went along with Rodeo Day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
I remember that.
Shots fired. There was actual conversation in the community about, well, maybe we shouldn't do that. I mean, this town went ballistic. They said, are you kidding me? You are not stopping a tradition that's gone on in this community forever because of a few people get a little frightened by some guns going off. Be aware. We hold up banks. We shoot guns. You don't like it, don't come downtown that week.
And if real guys hold up banks, there's real guns being shot at them.
Yeah, so just be aware. But we didn't acquiesce and we didn't give in to that pressure to change what we've always done.
Board of Supervisors.
Well, and here, you know, I shouldn't bring this up, but I had someone ask me about putting something on the agenda for the Board of Supervisors. And I said, well, they meet every Tuesday. Well, guess what? Again, I went in, and we have 52 Tuesdays, okay? 52 Tuesdays.
And by the way, this is a paid position.
This is a paid position. Over $50,000 a year.
Plus health,
plus benefit. I mean, yeah.
Can you get a retirement from this?
Yes, you do.
Oh,
if you are vested in PERS, you serve 5 years, you get a retirement from PERS after you're vested for 5 years. But anyway, so you got 52 Tuesdays, 34 meetings. That's how many they have out of the whole year. 34 meetings. They have 18 canceled meetings. There's only five. They have 5 months where they only meet twice in the month. Five of the 12 months, they only have two meetings. And
why?
there's only 4 months where they actually meet four times in
okay,
that month.
Now, when you were there,
we met every Tuesday. So we did not cancel the fifth
Tuesday. What are the reasons for it?
Well, I don't know what their reasons are. And I remember, now maybe things have changed, but I remember that it was for a department head to get something, the county business, the business of the people, before the Board of Supervisors to be acted on, it had to be in the office at a certain time period. You have your staff reports. They have to be gone over by the different people and to make the agenda on Tuesday. So it takes a certain amount of time to get an item before the Board of Supervisors to accomplish the county's business. How in the world do the department heads accomplish anything when they only have every other week to have something to go to the board? So the agendas have to be so packed, take so much longer for the people's business to come before the board. They should be meeting every Tuesday.
So out of the 52 Tuesdays, they could be meeting. And you've got to throw into that some of them may be a holiday.
Two holidays.
So out of the 50 that they could be meeting, they're only meeting 34.
That's it. And it's like,
I think we ought to call our board of supervisors, individually, people from here in town, ask Dave Kehoe. Dave, why are we only meeting 34 times this year?
I've got it here. I've got it color coded. And I looked at this and I went, there's absolutely no reason for this. Every fifth Tuesday is canceled. And they tried to do that. That actually came up when I was still on the board and they talked about canceling every fifth Tuesday. And I said, no. What are you're being paid to do the people's business and be your department heads. Can get things in a timely manner before the Board of Supervisors. We can take
didn't
action and life
raise,
goes
didn't
on.
Didn't they just get a raise, too?
I don't know about that. I don't know. And so now, as soon as I got off the board, they canceled that fifth Tuesday. I was absolutely appalled. As an example, in January and February, they met twice. In February, they met twice.
Oh, this is for this 2017 you're talking about.
This is exactly right. Now, coming up in May, they're going to actually, next month, they are actually going to meet four times for the first time this year.
In May.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't take that back. In March, they had four meetings. So March and May and June and October, they actually meet four times. The rest of the time, they meet two times. Don't meet for 2-3 weeks at a time. How hard is that to get business? The people's business done when the Board of Supervisors doesn't meet for 3 weeks. I think it's appalling. They're being paid over $50,000 a year. That's a living wage in Shasta County.
That's over living wage in Shasta County.
Exactly. And they can't even come down and do the people's business one day a week.
What holidays are? Oh, July 4th. Okay, I got it. All right.
When I was on the board and for many, many years, we went dark the first 2 weeks in July. And we arrived at that in conjunction with our department heads because it was a good opportunity. The kids are out of school. People could take vacations. You could plan ahead. So historically, we had always taken off the first two weeks in July. Everybody knew the board wasn't going to be meeting. People could plan their vacations in advance.
Well, they did that this year, too.
Yeah, and they still do that.
Yeah, but in November, they canceled the week of Thanksgiving and the week after Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
Imagine that.
Yeah, and Christmas, they did the same thing.
Oh, and Christmas, it's
Look at January. I mean, every other week they canceled. I don't know. I just think that if it bothers you, you need to give the Board of Supervisors a call and tell them that you'd like them to meet often enough that your business can be accomplished in a timely manner.
There's only 3 months that they met four times.
Four.
March, May, June, and October.
Yeah.
Everything else is two.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Two.
I thought you'd be interested in that.
I just
came across it because
we've got criminals up to our butts. And we don't have any solutions. We don't have anything. And now the sheriff is getting a $3 million cut out of his budget.
Yeah.
And so what are we supposed to do? What are the plans of the Board of Supervisors to take care of this? Name one plan that they've had to take criminals off the street and put them in a jail. Name one plan in five years that they have. Larry Kehoe or David Kehoe is running for office this year. Modi ran last year against a marijuana advocate.
Next year.
Who is? Funny.
Two. There'll be two seats up. District 1 and District 5.
So that would be Lesbaugh
and Keogh, and they'll be Kehoe. Next year.
Next year, right. Yeah. That's what I meant. Yeah. But people are going to start running this year against
them.
They are,
I hope.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking to our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We'll be right back.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The White House says it's seeking diplomatic and economic maneuvers against North Korea to get it to abandon its nuclear program. GOP Senator John McCain of Arizona says that's the right approach, although military action should remain on the table. Under what scenario? He was asked on CBS this morning.
I would probably say a missile on the launch pad that we knew for sure had a nuclear weapon on it.
The White House, meantime, apparently having a change of heart when it comes to the NAFTA treaty.
The president's long railed against the North American Free Trade Agreement, and just yesterday, a White House official said he was considering a draft order to pull out of it. The administration then said the president had spoken with his Mexican and Canadian counterparts. This morning, he tweets, both leaders asked the U.S. to stay in NAFTA, and he agreed, with a condition. He'll dump the agreement unless they can negotiate a more fair version.
That's correspondent Sagar Bhagani. The White House, having that change of heart, and the president said that came after his telephone conversation last night. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the goal of the president's tax proposal is to create more jobs.
This is about a middle-income tax cut. This is about having sweeping tax cuts, the largest tax cuts in history.
Mnuchin told NBC's Today Show the president's cuts will stimulate growth. Fewer consumers signing contracts to buy up U.S. homes. Last month, here's correspondent Jeremy House.
The National Association of Realtors says its pending home sales index slipped 0.8% to 111.4 in March from 112.3 in February. The association's chief economist, Lawrence Yoon, says even with a dearth of inventory, activity was still strong enough to be the third best in the past year. He says the low supply of homes could mean higher prices in the months ahead.
That's correspondent Jeremy House on Wall Street right now. The Dow's struggling, down 21 points. More from townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-523-3771. That's 1-800-523-3771. 1-800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors, not available in all states.
There are some new and potentially serious problems for fired National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
The Defense Department's Office of Inspector General has launched an investigation into whether the retired Army general failed to obtain the required permission before accepting payments from Russia and Turkey. A letter released by Maryland's Elijah Cummings from the Inspector General alleges that Flynn never reported the Russian payments nor sought permission. The Pentagon also warned Flynn that it would be a violation of federal law to accept those payments without receiving that permission.
This Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. The state of Arkansas reaching the end of its aggressive execution schedule, trying to use up soon-to-be-expired lethal injection drugs by the end of the month. Kenneth Williams is scheduled to die at 7 p.m. tonight for the death of a former deputy warden killed after Williams escaped from prison back in 1999. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew. There is renewed debate within the White House now about whether or not the U.S. should stay in the Paris Climate Agreement.
EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt says climate change is real, but there are still many unknowns.
Global warming is happening. The human activity contributes to that, but measuring with precision the degree of human activity is very challenging to do.
Pruitt tells SRN News he believes the U.S. should exit the Paris deal agreed to by the Obama administration. But other top White House advisors to President Trump have differing views. The administration is currently reviewing its options. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The president now directing his administration into looking into whether aluminum imports are jeopardizing national security. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross says high-purity aluminum is used in a number of defense applications, but right now only one American smelter produces high-purity aerospace-quality aluminum, a very dangerous situation, he says. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing. Featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments, we're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. That's right, the studios of KCNR. In our 1460 located at 1326 Market Street in the exact center of Reading, the heart of Reading right here on Market Street. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock and our phone lines here are 605-4567 and we're streaming live at kcnr1460.com. And it's Thursday. So it's Thursday.
I love
it's
Thursday.
It's Trish. Mm-hmm. And people will love it when you come in, too.
Great Thursday. If we could just do like maybe a noon drive show, that'd be cool.
A noon drive show. You know, we thought about changing it from noon to, evening, do that, yeah. Do that 3 to 6.
I like that.
It'd be the only, it'd be the only live talk show.
Yeah, that'd be great. 45 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 72, a low of 47, and no rain. A little bit of windy out there, but we're going to have no rain in the future here. On Friday, high of 74, Friday night, a low of 49. On Saturday, for the cool April nights, doings, 82 degrees, a low of 53. And on Sunday, a high near 84. Mostly clear with a low around 56. So the weather is looking just beautiful for the entire weekend and the foreseeable future. Weather as always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Yeah. And this segment of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repair guy, the only guy in town that can fix watches. Great selection of all types of jewelry. Very honest people. Very fair prices. Four Winds Jewelry. We like that place.
My favorite.
Yes. Okay. Hey, just to remind everybody, the National Alliance on Mental Illness is NAMI is having a NAMI Basics class, and it's for parents that have that may be concerned about their child or adolescent social, emotional, or behavioral development. Or do they already have problems? Then you will be there to find out how managing crisis is solving problems, how to take care of yourself and handle stress. Gaining an overview of the public mental health care, school, and juvenile justice systems, all of this. And it starts May 3rd, and it goes for 6 Wednesdays in a row. And it goes from 6 to 8:30. It's free.
give Susan Powers a call at 365-1069 or 605-1647. And just look up NAMI, Shasta County, N-A-M-I. Okay? And it's sponsored by the Shasta County Mental Health Services Act. So just if you've got any questions, and a lot of people, you know, kids could be acting out. Is it more serious than that? Mm-hmm. You know, this is a good way to go find out. Okay, Tommy Key.
Good morning.
Veteran Service
Good
morning, Officer
Tommy.
Is with us today. And what's new?
Not a lot's new this month, actually. I mean, we've been working really hard, getting a lot of in. Annual budget's going on right now, so everybody's jockeying for that last dollar.
I understand that you've been told it's going to be flat.
Flat. Probably this year and next year, right
even
now.
Even though that, you know,
hey, but
we
flat
have inflation.
Is better, bad, but flat is better than cuts.
That's exactly right.
But still, in reality, it is a cut.
It is.
Because you're losing, traction with the with inflation. But then and the sheriff said he's going to have like $3 million cut out of his.
That's probably
because
true.
Of stuff the state is coming in with.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be, even though he's keeping it at the same level, there's going to be a $3 million deficit there.
Yes.
Now, that's one thing I'm really proud of. We just got our second subvention check in from the state for what we did for the veterans, and we expected $112,000 this year, and we still got three more checks coming in, and we just went over $128,000 from the state. So we're $16,000 above what we expected for this year. So we'll carry that into next year to help us.
The Veteran Service Officer is one of the Shasta County departments that actually operates in the black on a regular basis. They bring way more money into the county than they spend operating their department.
That's true.
And it goes through. I mean, with all of the benefits that our servicemen get, servicemen and women, that filters through the community and is spent in our businesses creates jobs for a lot of other people. It's a big deal
money.
And a lot of money.
That's local money.
It comes in here. It's spent locally. So they're a good county department that operates
in
the black.
And veterans, if you have, because I'm going through this right now, you know, when you get out of the service, you know, they give you their physical and mm-hmm. you go into see the veteran service officer or one of the organizations. And you get a certain level of disability from mm-hmm. injuries that you've gotten while you're on active duty. And it doesn't have to be in combat, per se. It can be you were driving a truck and you were, in an accident. Or it can be wear and tear if you're jumping out of airplanes a lot, wear and tear on your back, your knees and your ankles, which, you know, it happens. Mm-hmm. And as you age, this just gets worse.
Yes.
It doesn't get any better. It just gets worse. And as it gets worse, after you've been out, you know, like it's been 10 years for me, so mm-hmm. I roll back in, and the people down there at the Veteran Service Office update mm-hmm. where you're at. And, you know, that's great. I mean, mm-hmm. and you make it painless, and I just want to urge everybody, if you've already, you know, it's been 10 years or 15 years or 20 years since you've gotten out and you had an initial disability, going back in, because mm-hmm. Trust me, it doesn't get better.
No.
And then those things that were nagging before now become MRI-able.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're speaking from experience.
Speaking from experience here, you know, that these problems, and they become MRI-able, mm-hmm. which then takes you into the thoughts of, hey, we may have to operate. Well, luckily, you know, you can get into the physical therapy side and try and put it off as long as you can. But this is something that I urge people to do as veterans. This is a benefit that you've earned. This isn't mm-hmm. something that – this isn't an entitlement. Nope. This is a benefit. So that
a benefit that they've earned. I mean, the service they've given to this country, it's not the same as welfare. It's not the same as – you're not, you know, getting – if they are entitled to this and absolutely – every veteran returning should be sure that you sign up. Make sure that you are compensated for the time you spent protecting this country.
I'm not going to toot the horn for the Air Force, but I'm going to toot the horn for the Air Force. That's one of the things that they do when you get out. I mean, they basically have already put your whole package together waiting for you. None of the other services do, and they basically shove you into the VA as soon as you get out of there, because they want you to go and get this started. But like I said, the Marine Corps, they're the Superman. They don't do it. Hey, yeah, I got bruised. I got banged up. The Special Forces guys, but – like you said, we see it all the time. And we ask people to come in after they've already got their service-connected disability for joints and anything like that, back, lower. Come in and see us at least once every 2 years because it doesn't get better with age. And we do wear and tear. I know the young guys getting out, they got the families that they're taking care of and they're going to work. But before you go and start working at the sawmill, come in and see me for that hearing exam first, because they're going to turn you down as soon as you start at the sawmill. You start at the garage working on cars, things like that. They're going to say, well, that could have happened here.
Yeah, there you go.
We want our cases to be strong, and we want you to get what you deserve.
That's a great suggestion we should be making to the new Department of Veterans Affairs, is that all of the forces, mm-hmm. when they release their people, they come up with that package.
We should tell Councilman Moffa. He cares, about
that's
veterans.
That's an excellent thing. We should tell him to make that recommendation and see if we can't get the good President Trump to enact that. He's very much supportive of our veterans.
Oh, let me say this right off the bat. I don't know about Monday. We've gotten quite a few phone calls. People think the VA is going to be closing down because of the Trump administration holding money back.
No.
That's a rumor. I don't believe
it's not true.
Yeah.
And then let's be real. Even if the government shuts down,
yes,
that's just kind of a few people don't go to work. All of the necessary essential services continue to go.
Yep.
All of the checks that are programmed to be mailed out are still mailed out. Everything goes forward. It's a scare tactic. It's a misnomer. We should be so lucky that those people should stay away from their places and not do anything for four or five days.
If they just shut down, it's the Democrats shutting down the government. And let's just get that straight. It's not the Republicans.
That's exactly right.
It's
how
the
can
Democrats.
They have it both ways?
They can't.
When they're in control, it's the Republicans that shut us down. And when they're not in control, it's the Republicans that shut us down.
Because they've
how
got
in
a
the
better,
world does that work?
They've got a better – they have a
they
better –
they got the press behind them.
Better press machine than Stalin did.
They did.
As Truman once said about the United States Marines, and then had to apologize afterwards. Got to take a break here. We're here with Tommy Key, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. It's 17 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the problems we're having and all the time off the Board of Supervisors are taking to try to not solve the problems of the jail and the all the criminals we have, Northern Firearms Instruction, which trains people in concealed carry. Maybe this is something you need to think about. If the police aren't going to be there, they keep letting people out of jails, you ought to be able to protect yourself. And one of the ways to do that is to have a concealed carry license. And Ted Leidy, this is his business. He teaches all over Northern and Central California. He has well over 20 instructors, all NRA instructor trained. Classes on basic CCW, women's only classes, classes on advanced pistol, tactical rifle. In fact, those are going this weekend. All of this is available through Northern Firearms Instruction. Check out readingccw.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You've heard B&T Satellite say, don't call the 800 number. Here's why. Summer's on its way, guys, and at B&T Satellite, they make TV easy for your boat, your RV, or even your treehouse. They're not a corporate call center. They actually listen to you, their cherished customers. Call 241-3474. Don't put up with a convoluted process that consists solely of sitting on hold. At B&T Satellite, business is done with your needs in mind. Listen to some happy customers as written on Yelp. Bonnie K writes,
this year we traded in our travel trailer for a larger one and wanted the trailer set up so we could use our satellite. After we picked up our new travel trailer and got it home, we could not use the satellite. Try as we might, it never worked. We called B&T Satellite and Doug to the rescue. What a great guy. It works like a charm, and he gave Bud and I another tutorial on how to operate it. We are technologically challenged, so we are happy and consider Doug a true friend. If you need help, he's your man.
Stephen P. writes,
these guys are the best. If you're thinking of getting satellite in NorCal, Dish. Call these guys. I worked with Doug, and I felt like I had a new friend when it was all said and done. Let them make TV easy for you. Call 241-3474 or on the web at btsatellite.com.
Protect yourself with Pirate Secret Premium Beard Oil, a legendary potion that keeps your beard smooth and your skin soft. It is the Cadillac of all premium beard oils. No other beard oil contains the protection from the elements like Pirate Secret. Your beard will be cleaner. Plus, it eliminates beard dandruff and can be used as moisturizing, naturally antiseptic aftershave. The best part is, it smells like adventure. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. Find out more at PirateSecret.com.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down.
That's a great song for the upcoming weekend.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Good morning, everybody. 23 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Call your local Dish Satellite. It's just like everything else around here. Use your local agencies. Use your local people, your local businesses. They do great work. Doug Tooley, a veteran himself, and he gives, you know, he and his company there are just outstanding. Give them a call at 241-3474, 241-DISH. They've got great deals. They have this $39.99 package that you can get 40 channels on, and then you can add channels as you like. Already, you know, you can take a look and say, do I really want this? No. So you just cut it out. Save yourself about $50 on your Dish bill just by going and using B&T Satellite, or even more, B&T Satellite Service. Great people. 241-3474, 241-DISH. Don't call the 800 number. Okay, we're here with Tommy Key and, of course, Trish Clark. And, Tommy, you mentioned something during the break, that the state's dropping on this
in-home support services.
Yeah,
support services thing.
All right. I'm not an expert on that, but that is a true statement.
They used to pay for it, now the counties are going to have to pay for it.
Absolutely.
Okay. And there are so many other things, and I'm not an expert on it either. But when I have Sharon Clark in here on the first Thursday of each month, we talk about her job and the things that she as a private vendor in home care has to go through with the licensing and the drug testing and all of the things that she does. That is a big expense to her as a private business person that the IHSS people do not have to go through.
That's right.
And so all of the things that the taxpayer is paying for, and now bring that back down to the local level and add that as one more layer of things that has to come out of the general fund at the local level, we can't continue to operate the state of California that way.
No way.
I mean, they've stolen all the money away from local government. I beat up on the county a lot and because they do things that irritate me. But I always want to remind people that the county is an arm of the state and they can't withhold money from the state. They get the money for doing the job that the state directs to them to do, and they get the money after the fact.
Yes.
So if they don't do the job, they don't get the money.
That's correct.
And we don't collect the taxes at the local level except the property taxes, which, unfortunately, 80-some percent of it, well, yeah, 80-some percent of it goes away from county government, goes in other directions. So the county doesn't have a lot of flexibility in what they do with the money, little bit of money that they have control of. Having said that, they should pay more attention and meet more often so they could have a better handle on it.
Okay.
All right. I second your motion. I think she should run again, Carl.
Yeah, you know what? I'm telling you that Les Ball, you could, you know what, Les, you better start worrying that Trish is going to make a run at you. Because, you know, all those people have been sitting there going, Trish, 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 Trish. So,
but that is true.
So that, but see, that's more money out of what we're talking about. What's that got to do with veterans? Well, for one thing, it takes money out of the general fund that goes to help support our veteran service officers.
But still, though, when it comes to the veterans, I actually do see quite a few family members who had to quit their jobs to stay home to take care of that veteran. So, I mean, it does kind of help out a little bit. You're right. It does come out of the general funds, and that hurts our office. But, again, the veterans, I mean, they went through some hail and high water, as you know, and they, you know, with Agent Orange and things like that, they're just eating them away. They need somebody to care for them, and it costs you a pretty penny.
Well,
to get
costs a lot of money.
Now, is that a California program that we're talking about? This in-home health care.
Best of my knowledge, it's a federal, but California is like one of the front runners out there.
Okay, because there's that health and maintenance type thing that the feds give you for people that served in wartime or served during a period of war.
Mm-hmm.
That's different than this one.
Totally different. Totally.
Okay, so can you have both?
Yes.
So then you can get money from the feds on this specific program to help to take care of a veteran and this other that where the family has to stay home, maybe the wife has to get help. And how much money is that?
They have to pay, to the best of my knowledge, at least minimum wage.
Okay, so they're paying the people like a minimum. Oh, okay. So
in fact, I'm not losing the word, but for the lack of a better word, a union of those people that the Board of Supervisors negotiates with for wage and benefits is a public authority.
That is true. It's unionized.
And they have to reach contracts with them every year, and they demand certain things and want.
Even if these are like a wife taking care of her husband or a mother taking care of her son.
And she's also entitled to sick days.
And you know,
and
there's
her house.
There's a fine line here between, you know, for better or for worse. And do we take care of our own children? And do we honestly expect the taxpayer to pay us to take care of our own children or take care of our family members? There's a fine line that you have to say, come on, they're family. You're supposed to take care of them. That's your job.
Right.
I know that's difficult for a lot of people.
I'm over here
in the
not
community.
Wanting to stick my finger down my throat, but I understand kind of what they're doing here is that you've got a 36-year-old son that needs help.
Yes.
He was TBI, traumatic brain injuries, something else in the service. And he is not able to, you know, function on an outside, and he needs extra help. Mm-hmm. Somebody's got to kind of help him.
Absolutely.
Or even make it even more than that. Let's just say a member that has, partial paralysis or something.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got mom and dad, and that's pretty much it. So mom stays there to help take care of him.
Mm-hmm.
Where she can't be out working.
That's right.
So something has to – either that or they have to put him someplace, which then the government is going to pick that up anyway. So the government's already taking care of part of this. But somebody has to take care of him.
But this doesn't just apply to veterans. This applies to
everybody
in the community.
Yeah, I know that. So then you've got that where somebody that was in a car accident. So somebody has to take care of him. Now, do you put them in a home? Which is going to be more expensive, and where do you get?
Difficult situation.
It really is. I mean,
but as far as veterans go, I think they don't, just give them anything they want.
Yeah, less than 80 years ago, what was it? When you got out of service, they basically gave you $125 whether you were disabled or not, and said have a great life. And that's only 80 years ago. So.
Does the board have – who's the other Bob? Is that you, Bob? Did you just type that? No. Okay. Does the board really have any power to change anything? Does it not all have to do with state laws?
Not all. They have some discretion with their local jurisdiction issues, planning issues, how they set up departments, how much funds they give to each department.
How about paying their departments?
They negotiate.
Yeah, but
and so the board certainly does have control of that.
They've got that one. Okay.
They do indeed. They negotiate all of those wage increases and contracts, and they got to reach agreement, and yeah.
We've got to take a break. And speaking, and this is probably the most opportune time to say that this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark, who started this business over 10 years ago and has done just a wonderful job because she provides just really quality in-home health care for short-term or long-term. And you get, would you rather be in a hospital? Would you rather be at home recovering from a surgery?
Right.
Would you rather be at home? And she provides quality care. All of her people are trained so well. They've all had, just as we said, background checks. They have, credit checks. They've got everything there. So you've got a person you don't have to worry about being in your home. And Sharon Clark provides this and much more in Home Helpers. She really has a soft spot in her heart for veterans, too.
She does. She works
always helps with veterans, and she finds sometimes a veteran isn't, maybe having some problems. She immediately calls Tommy,
mm-hmm.
and so make sure the veteran's taken care of. You can't ask for more than that. Home Helpers, 2620 Larkspur Lane, or give her a call at 226-8350, or just look it up on the web, Home Helpers Reading. Go to the Reading office, okay? It's 8:30 in the morning. It's 45 degrees. It's going up to a beautiful 72 today, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Taking America back is more than merely voting for the right candidate and expecting him alone to turn a morally bankrupt country around. What made and will continue to make America great is a country who allows God his rightful place. Without godly Christian values, there's no absolute standard for our courts to judge by and no standard to hold our politicians accountable. People must experience a change of heart that only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
A young woman working long hours can't wait to be home with her small children. They are her joy, her love, and her inspiration. But she can't go home. Home is not safe. Where does she go? How does she protect her children? Each month, One Safe Place protects over 125 victims of domestic violence. Join us on Saturday, May 6th for Walk a Mile in Her Shoes at 9 a.m. at the Red Lion Hotel on Hilltop to support One Safe Place. You don't need high heels, just a heart to help. Visit ospshasta.org for more information.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back. Yeah. Ever since I was a young boy. We were just talking about when we're younger in the service, the things you do to your body.
And why we hurt so bad today.
And then now, I said, well, yeah, we used to do this thing called high-speed cast and recovery where you just be pulled out of the water by a Navy patrol craft that's coming by fast with a Zodiac attached to it. And one guy, as they're coming past you in the water, you kind of like you fin yourself up out of the water halfway. He puts a rubber donut circle around your arm and yanks you out of the water.
Makes my shoulder hurt to think about it.
And then you bounce over onto the Zodiac and you just jump up into the main boat and he picks up the next guy and the next guy and the next guy. And then you wonder why, years later, why, what is that, you know, I must have like stretched something, but where did I do that? Oh, the damage we do to ourselves. Exactly. Welcome back, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. They'll do no damage to you. They'll just give you a great haircut. It's man's last stronghold. It's the best place to get a haircut. Discounts for seniors and veterans. I think DC is coming back this week. And I understand Logan was going to cut his beard when DC came back.
Wow.
So that's a big thing. Cause,
Logan's going to cut Logan's beard or DC's beard?
No, he's going to cut Logan's beard, which is good because he looks like a jihadist. nicest guy in the world, but his beard is just like when you see him, you think,
should
I bring that extra magazine with me? You know, that kind of thing. Okay. Hey, we're here with Tommy Key. We're going to, finish out here with Tommy. So then Trish will have another 15 minutes to just go for it. Tommy, how do people get a hold of you, buddy?
Just come down to 1855 Shasta Street. We're basically on the corner of Shasta and Court in the old library. Across the street from Black Bear Diner headquarters.
You can't miss it. The big bears out there. You're just right across the street.
I love looking out there.
It is. And then, every so often you can see people laying there asleep under the bear.
Yep.
Sometimes there's more than two bears. Yeah.
Sometimes there's more than two bears. People out there sleeping. And, but you've got a great place. And then where it's the only place with a flag.
Yes.
You can't. It's hard to miss the flag.
Yeah.
All right, and it's got a place to park your bicycle if you're a healthy kind of guy or girl coming in there. There's people that want to help you.
And when you do that,
be
sure and lock them up.
Absolutely. We're veterans helping veterans.
Can't say enough about you and your team.
Oh, they're
you,
phenomenal.
Celestina, and the whole group there. Yeah.
So how many qualified veteran service reps do we have now?
We got three, and we just brought on Devin Freeman, and he's coming on along real quick. We're all going to the national convention about the second week of June, so that way we go down there and take the national exam so we can be accredited through American Legion, DAV, Military Order Purple Heart, VFW. We can get all those accreditations.
Perfect.
I can tell you this. If somebody in your family, and folks, listen, think about your kids or your nieces, your nephews, or wives, about your husband or husbands, about your wives. Mm-hmm. If you've just come back off active duty, and, especially I'm looking at the National Guard and Reserves and all this. They come back, they're off if they're off active duty, have them come by.
Absolutely.
Have them come by. Sign up down at the clinic, first of all. Get your name in there if you haven't already. But stop by and see Tommy or one of his people. Because, if you've been on active duty, at least they can do is you'll know what's going on. You'll know the benefits that you have accrued while on active duty. Because there are things, and trust me, and you see it all the time, things that happen in Vietnam that are still being new types of injuries and diseases for our Vietnam veterans that are still coming out now.
Absolutely.
50 years later.
Yep.
And it's not just the veterans who fought there. It's their downline, too. And the same thing with if you were a Marine and stationed at Camp Lejeune
over
the last 50 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally the last 50 years. If your family was there, you grew up there, you're not a Marine, but you grew up and you spent more than 30 days, more than 30 days on Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. You go down and you see the VA
or you come down and you see Tommy, mm-hmm. or one of his people, because they had contaminated water that has been affecting people, been affecting the not only the Marines, but their families and their grandkids. So listen to this. Listen to what I'm saying. If you're at Camp Lejeune, the water was toxic.
Yep.
And they're trying to fix it right now. So,
but bottom line, everybody that's returning, everybody that served, you, the first thing you need to do when you get back to town after you say hello to your family and friends is just go down, spend a little time, the Veterans Service Officer, get registered, make sure everything's covered. You don't have to go see them every week or every, if you don't have any pressing issues, but get down there, get registered. Part of returning home.
There's a whole lot of other benefits outside of the medical, but that's a biggie. That is a huge.
Oh, and guess
the
what?
Camaraderie, to get togethers, talk to other people that are in the same circumstances you are, all kinds of benefits.
Absolutely.
To be, yeah.
And guess what I just found out?
What's that?
This past week. That my VA benefits for education, because I got back in 2007, mm-hmm. Off active duty. I thought I had 10 years. I thought that was it.
Mm-mm, 15.
It's 15 years. Mm-hmm. And you knew that. But for some reason, I thought, I said, gosh, can I ever get them extended? And you said, no. But you were thinking 15, and I was thinking 10. So I called the VA education thing. Mm-hmm. And she took my Social Security number. She was so helpful, and she looked at it. She goes, no, you've got till 2022 to use your benefits, and you have 36 months. And I went, mm-hmm. Well, and it's hard to, but I was speechless. So I'm signing up for some classes.
Was anybody around to witness that, Carl? That you were
there wasn't. There wasn't. You know what? In fact, let me say this out loud for everybody that knows me, is I've had to work with the government, with different agencies of the government so much, FCC, the trucking industry, IRS, all these things you call, and then this. And you know what? I have never, ever not been helped by a pleasant person. And I mean that. And I'm talking county and city, the people that, that you talk to, maybe some of it because they know you.
Right.
But others, it's just I have never not been treated with the utmost respect and care. And I know that's hard for people to believe because it's – I can't imagine how many phone calls you get every day from people.
Yeah, it's a lot.
You are always this, but it's time. But all these others, and I know it's hard. Because everybody talks and we complain about the government.
But that's because they're really angry when they call. If you call, I think 90% if you call with a smile in your voice and sincerely being polite and asking questions, most people are going to respond that same way to you.
If you call up
and you're angry start screaming, it takes a lot of self-control on that other end not to come back in the same manner.
Now, I won't
they're
say
supposed to, I won't, but sometimes they don't.
I won't say Verizon's always been nice. Okay. But I'm talking feds. Okay. Tommy, again, thank you so much for what you and your guys do.
It's our pleasure. We do love the vets.
Well, you know what? And it's so noticeable. Okay. And we so much appreciate it. And make sure that everybody down there knows how much they're appreciated.
All right. No problem.
Having the show with you and sitting here and talking about our veterans and all the great things you do.
Don't get this station turned off over the next 15 minutes, though, Trish.
Oh, I certainly won't. But, one of the best reports that I used to look forward to was the year-end report from the Veterans Service Office, because what an upbeat thing for you to come in and talk about all of the funds and all of the great benefits that you bring into our veterans, bring into Shasta County, that multiplies. And it was a happy story. You and the Ag Commissioner were my two favorite reports of the year, talking about all the wonderful things we grow here at the Ag Department and how much money is made there,
That's true. Then
the Veterans Service Office and all the wonderful things we do for our veterans.
Good.
Thanks,
job.
Tom.
Thank you.
Okay, here we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
The best part about spring is being able to spend more time outside. And what better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202. Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 or Load Trish and Pointer Toward the Front. As we're going through, Trish Clark and myself, it's 45 degrees going up to 72 today. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful day. Tomorrow's going to be great. And let's talk about the cruise just for a second. Now, the cruise is going on from 6:30 to 8. Now, we're going to be on the air with Bobette and Wade Riggs. Linda and I will be on down in front of the Red Line. We're going to be, commentary on the cars coming by. You're going to have – it's going to be on TV. We're going to be, first of all, streaming it through our KCNR 1460 website.
Okay.
You'll be able to listen to it on the air as we're talking. And also, they're going to have three cameras, one right in the middle on the median. So you're going to be seeing the cars like you've never seen them before.
Oh, perfect. What a
great
setup. And
they're going to have music. It's going to be great. And we got some great sponsors, Napa and many, and several others that we're going to be, sponsoring this great event.
It's going to be a great weekend.
It will be.
Weather's going to be absolutely perfect.
So, but here's one thing we are looking for. We're looking for a ringer. We're looking for somebody that knows all these cars that can come down and sit with us.
So we can help identify all of these cars.
Be our spotter and say, okay, we've got a 57 Chevy Bel Air. Oh, gosh, and it's got the wings.
1965.
It's got this one or something like that. I can usually identify Volkswagens.
But in all seriousness, those cars, if those years are a whole lot more identifiable than any of the cars today.
So,
I mean, we can all identify a 57 Chevy or a 57 Ford.
I'm going to have all the cars. I'm going to have it on a computer looking at it, you know, an iPad looking down there and see if we can do it. But anyway, it's going to be a great time.
So anybody that knows a good car, we want you in the booth.
Yeah, it's going to be on it's going to be on cable TV. It's going to be on channel 26. It's going to be channel 183 if you've got cable. And it's going to be – this is last year, 10,000 people were watching it over
– in the rain.
Yeah, we're watching. Yeah, but they were watching it on the air. So here's your chance to hear what's going on and have a great time and come down and join us down there.
I can't say enough about the years of bad weather, and this is going to be absolutely great weekend.
Okay.
You know, there's just a lot going on now. We're approaching the 100 days of Trump.
That's right.
And I'm so right up front. I'm just so tired of all of the negative rolling over of any group that wants to protest and all of the ringers that are being brought into all of our Republican councilmen or congressmen and senators as they come home. And I think, I don't know whether this was identified on the show last time, but somebody explained to us how you don't need a photo ID to vote in the state of California, but you do need a photo ID to get in to see Senator Dianne Feinstein.
That's right.
Kind of stuff. I mean, it's like, I don't know. I'm so frustrated with everything that's going on, but I think that we all need to take the time. If we're supported Trump when he was running for office, let's be sure that we recognize what he has accomplished in 100 days. Not the least of which is the first Supreme Court justice. That's the biggie, the reason we all voted for him at the bottom line.
Frankly, and we've talked about this, when people say, why are you voting for Trump? And I say it's simple. Supreme SCOTUS. Court of the United States, SCOTUS. If nothing else, because Congress, the Senate and the House can handle other things. They fought Obama. But it's the Supreme Court of the United States and all those lower courts. And I believe that he said what he said about putting in those.
Absolutely. So. Well, in addition to that, He has signed 13 Congressional Review Acts, CRAs. These are resolutions that nullify unnecessary regulations and block agencies from issuing all of these unnecessary orders.
Great.
And he has done 13 of those. I mean, that's incredible.
It is. It saves so many – how many billions of dollars they save.
So much bureaucracy, so much red tape for all of our businesses. And you talk to the local businesses, and they're feeling the effects of this already. There's a lot of hiring going on as a resulting from it. So – and the other thing is he signed 30 executive orders. That is more than any of the other preceding presidents have signed.
Yeah, but weren't people always upset with Obama when he signed executive orders?
Only the unconstitutional ones.
Oh, okay.
Which nobody ever called him on. And they've tried on several of his, a couple of them have stuck, but most of which you can't turn over. Executive orders are a fine thing. That's the power the president has and things they can do. And as long as they're constitutional, we don't have a problem with it.
Okay.
And I don't have a problem with some of the ones that Obama did. But he signed so many that were unconstitutional that were never challenged that became the issue. And then they say he hasn't done anything with the Congress. Well, in fact, the matter is he's enacted 28 new laws. There has 28 things that have gone through the Senate, gone through Congress, and become law in this first 100 days. I think he's accomplished a great deal, to say nothing of all the people and relationships that he's established and all those other things. For heaven's sakes, you know, he has done a great deal, none of which you're going to see or hear about in the press, because all they want to say is, well, he didn't do this or he didn't do that. One of the things they keep hitting him on are the trade issues and the fact that he hasn't solved them. Well, how about if you appoint and his U.S. trade representative? He's still hanging out there. The Senate hasn't acted on it yet. How can he do trade issues and redo NAFTA and all those things?
I think there's three or four of his appointees
still haven't
been looked at.
I understand that the U.S. Trade Representative finally got through the committee process and there's a vote maybe in the next couple of days. They did the Secretary of Agriculture 2 days ago, 3 days ago. Come on, people. All of those have usually been put into office within the first 2 months when a new president comes in.
Absolutely.
Here we are, almost 4 months. We've still got three people hanging out there that haven't been appointed. They're the Department of Labor, U.S. Trade Representative, and the Central Intelligence Agency.
Central Intelligence Agency?
Economic
that's
Agency.
Not. Economic, yeah.
Yeah,
because
Central
here's,
economic
here's
agency.
The thing is the – they just can't – they're just still upset that Trump won.
He said he was going
to
do.
Get over it. Let's go to the phones. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Trish. thought might be interested. I had our annual retired CHP, California Highway Patrol, luncheon yesterday. And I was able to talk to a lot of the people with a lot of brass on their shoulders.
Uh-huh. A lot of nice
kind of some additional information about what happened at the town hall meeting with Congressman Doug LaMalfa as far as the security side of it.
Oh, interesting. Share that.
Yeah, what?
Well, what happened was they, you know, were expecting a lot of problems because of what had happened down in Fresno and Oroville. A lot of negative national press. We didn't want that for Reading, of course. So I was just on the fringes of this thing. Anyway, we went to the chief of police, Reading, Rob, and he's short of manpower. He's going to do what he could. And then we went to the CHP, and they were, yeah, we can help out. And then there was a little issue, and nobody would confirm this, but it sounded like Governor Brown said no CHP involvement. And so the PD asked for kind of a mutual aid to work together. And so the CHP did show up, and we had a sergeant on the PD and I think a couple of traffic officers there. And then there was quite a number of CHP officers in their finest uniforms standing around. What I didn't know was that there was a room off to the side that had a SWAT team of CHP standing by in case it really got out of hand.
Wow.
Oh, really?
I didn't even know we had a SWAT team.
Hell yeah. You mean of LaMalfa? At LaMalfa's thing?
Yeah, at the town hall meeting.
Just in case, huh? Well, it didn't. You know, there were some, but it was a pretty well orderly crowd, isn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I mean, it was.
There were some, but.
Yeah, there was a lot of uninformed people voicing their uninformed opinions, in my opinion. But anyway, behind the curtain, there was also a group of officers there. I talked directly to them. They were standing behind the curtain, behind Doug, ready to run out, grab him and shield him, and bring him back out of harm's way if necessary. So the CHP really stepped up and handled
the deal. That's great. You know, has it gotten that bad? I mean, really, that you've got to have a SWAT team and, you know, guard officers to protect a congressman because of, you know, of the rancor, of that anger? Is it that bad?
But it isn't the rancor of the public, and we always need to be sure that we recognize that the people that are causing these problems, 90% of them are bought and paid for, bust in here, they've got a mission, they're all being paid to do a certain thing and put down this administration. It isn't the public. It isn't the people that elected this president. It's not the people that live in our communities that are the ones that are causing all these problems.
It's not.
Yeah, that's very true. A very small minority of very uninformed people that were just trying to stir up problems, maybe for their own benefit or something. But
who knows? They just don't want the. They just want to make it a problem for everybody.
Sure.
Okay, Jeff.
Thanks so much.
Buddy.
All right.
Take care, buddy.
Hey, it just came out this morning that over 50 UC retirees make more than $250,000 a year in retirement, and that the auditor has found that Neapolitano has been found by an auditor to have $175 million sacked away in a different account from taxpayers, but they're still raising tuition.
You know,
$175. I saw that over the last couple of days.
We're talking about, of all things, can Flynn do time for what he said or didn't say or wrote or didn't report? And they're ready to hang him by the high. Are we, as an American population, actually going to allow anybody to go after Flynn and not go after all the people from the Obama administration who committed treason, who were responsible for Americans being killed, who lied, who had servers that were illegal, who just stepped all over our Constitution and all of our laws, and we're going to go after Flynn? I mean, really? Are we as an American population going to let that happen?
It's not an American population.
It absolutely is. We elect them.
It's a radical political network and a media that is so far biased against. Yeah, they're out of control, but they're so far biased against Trump. And you can look at it. And now it's not just the print media. It's not just the
it's the
digital media now. So many people are getting their information off the computers. And now they're finding out that 75 to 80% of all those people that are putting all this information out are in the New York, Washington, D.C., Richmond area, the San Francisco, L.A. area. So, again, you've got the rural – you've got the urbanites – against the rule.
The other thing is they're controlling the web pages. Go in and try to find, when you go into Google or you go into Free Fire or Firefly, whichever one you're using,
right.
Put something in there and see how long it takes you to get to something positive about something about Trump. See how long it takes you to get to something negative about Hillary Clinton. They are controlling what pops up on those things. He's got a new web page out, America First, that they just released. It took me over 20 minutes to get to, through Google, to get to that page. I got everything you can imagine about America First, and it was all negative until I could actually come up with that web page. So they're controlling your search engines as well. I mean, it is beyond... But I still say I am a forever positive person who thinks that we, in fact, can make a difference. Those of us who voted for President Trump, those of us who support him, we have to stay involved. We have to stay at it. Get to our senators, our assemblymen, our people, our congressmen, and let them know we're still supporting President Trump. Stay involved and be vocal, because that's the only way we can help him do the things that he was elected to do.
There you go.
Thanks for the time, Carl. I had all that I needed to get rid of this morning.
Everybody have a great day, and we'll be seeing you tomorrow. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Community Talk Radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. While campaigning for the White House, candidate Donald Trump slammed the North American Free Trade Agreement. And while he's still no fan of NAFTA, he's not quite ready to withdraw from the trade pact. The president says he's heard from the leaders of Canada and Mexico.
They asked me to renegotiate. I will. And I think we'll be successful in the renegotiation, which frankly would be good because it would be simpler. But we have to make a deal that's fair for the United States. They understand that. And so I decided rather than terminating NAFTA, which would be a pretty big, you know, shock to the system, we will renegotiate.
The president speaking at the White House moments ago.